Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Tonight we'll be discussing the last week of the show, and there's some other news, big news in the soap world we'll probably be discussing. But before that, I want you to know that you can follow us on our blog at blogspot.com. The Diva has a blog, and we're also on Twitter at Diva of Dole, and we're on Facebook at Diva Days, and we're also on iTunes. And I'm Marianne, and I'm hosting tonight. And I think I have my two co-hosts with me. Hello? I brought you on.
Hello?
Kenneth and Jamie?
Hey, yeah. How are you?
Hello.
Good. How are you?
Good. Can you
Hi.
Hear me?
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to, we'll put out our Twitter handles. I'm at @mama_hooch. And Jamie, you want to tell us who you are on Twitter?
I'm at Jamie Coleman and T, the letter T at the end of Coleman.
Okay. Yeah, we always see your tweets out there. And Kenneth?
KB Soul, and I am Hollywood Woo.
Oh, yes. Okay. And we see you out there, too. So, and also I'd like to pimp at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. And I had found out last week that they called in, but I had missed their call. We were busy talking, and I guess then they had to go. They wanted to wish Anna a happy birthday, so they're welcome to call in tonight. I can be on the lookout for their call. So, so how are you guys doing? Carrie and Anna couldn't be here tonight, so Jamie and Kenneth are helping out. So,
I'm doing pretty good. This week has been kind of rough, but I'm okay. I survived.
I hear ya, you.
Good
know. Yeah, I know. So, I guess we can start
stupid
off
elephants.
With the stupid elephants. Yeah, did you see my little
yeah,
I
saw that
thing
in the description.
On the description? That's how I started. So I guess
yeah.
We'll have to discuss the stupid elephants again. So,
I was pissed.
Yeah. What, with the
I
elephants?
I was pissed because we all that damn time. It was wasted on a damn elephant by some damn diamonds. I was hot to say the least.
Yeah, and we're still dealing with this after how long, and it's still like not, you know. Well, I guess they're smuggling diamonds, I guess, and then we were introduced to the new Aussie guy, Xander. What do you think of him? I'm not impressed. He's just another pretty boy.
You know what? He was on the show before. He was the one that shot Clyde, remember?
Yeah, that was the same guy.
Is it the same guy?
Yes, yeah, the same guy.
The same person, different
haircut.
Character. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Same actor, different character. Oh, gotcha. Okay. Oh, that, see,
yeah,
that's as much of an
De Niro.
Impression he made on. Think he could be? Yeah. Hey, Aussie, you could be Tony's. Whatever.
Yeah, or
you know,
Andre.
Anyway.
Either way.
Or Andre, yeah. Anyway, to get him back. But, yeah, so I guess he's a friend of, he was a friend of Eric's and Serena's. Got caught up in this smuggling thing.
So is that, or is Serena supposed to be bad? I'm not sure.
What's that?
Is he supposed to be bad, or is Serena supposed to be bad? I'm not sure.
I don't know. Well, isn't he the guy that she's been answering to? I mean, that's been, like, threatening her?
Yeah,
I
guess.
I thought he was, like, the one in charge, but.
Yeah, I guess he's supposed to be bad and she's supposed to be good. Just a victim, I guess, or I don't know.
A victim. I don't know.
I still
don't
care about her, though, either way. So.
No. And she's going to be going anyway, from what I understand.
Yeah, she's leaving.
She's leaving. Yeah, and Nicole hopefully will be proven right again, you know. So, I don't know. Poor Nicole, she just can't get her guy, whether it's Daniel or Brady or Eric.
And I don't know which guy she wants anymore, because I thought
no.
she still loved Eric, but then she's kind of bouncing back and forth between Daniel and Eric. Can't figure it out. Like one day
right.
she's in love with Daniel, the next she's in love with Eric. Too confusing.
Right. So now the part, I guess the big kind of reveal that happened towards Thursday and Friday was Daniel finding out about JJ and Paige, Jay and Eve. From
now,
Paige.
I didn't understand how he found out. That was kind of confusing.
Well, here's this way I kind of understand it. I mean, you guys can say anything, but Paige came over to babysit Parker. So Daniel let her in, and her and Daniel were talking, and I guess she was saying something about she wanted to apologize to him about what she was thinking about him. You know, and she was saying that she had felt at one time that he was the guy that was involved with her mother. And they were talking, and he said, well, why would you think that? And she said, well, when I came home that day when my mother was all upset, I saw a brown jacket on the chair. And she said, and that was a jacket that I had seen you in, or like that she knew that Daniel had, and that's why she thought it was Daniel. And then Daniel, after a while, remembered, wait a minute, I gave JJ that jacket to wear. Then when he tried to give it back to JJ, JJ just didn't want to have anything to do with it. So that's
kind of
how Daniel kind of put two and two together that because she said the person was the guy that was still there. She was still in the bedroom with her, and he had that brown jacket. And that's kind of when he put two and two together and figured it out. And then,
I'm still not sure why this is any of Daniel's business anyway, though.
Which is what Jennifer wants him to do. You know, JJ comes over, and more or less Daniel tells him that he knows. And he went to Paige to find out what Paige, you know, said. And then Jennifer came over to Daniel's. And that's when Nicole came in, too, and thought that Daniel wanted Jennifer back. So it's all messed up. Whole mess. So I guess now Eve is trying to get Cole to get to break them up. I don't know what her next plan is, but she's using Cole.
Yeah, I guess because she's jealous of them two getting back together.
Yeah, I
think
she wants
them.
She
just needs to go.
She wants to get back into bed. Yes.
Oh yeah, I think she fell for JJ. I mean, she has the feelings for JJ. No.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, Eve and Paige can just leave town. Eve can go back to Stanford or wherever they're planning to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. You know, she's still there with the new writers. I think they may have plans for her. Because, I mean, nothing against Cassidy Pine. She's a wonderful actress. They gave her a crappy, crappy story. A crappy, crappy story.
Oh, they did, yeah. So we have another caller. I don't know who it is. I'm just going to see who it is here first. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, 845?
Yep, it's Jen.
Oh, Jen, okay.
Hey!
Hello.
How's it going?
Good.
Pretty good. How you doing, hon?
Pretty good.
So, what were we last talking about? JJ and Eve and Daniel finding out?
Yeah.
Yes.
Add to that.
You know, the storyline's dragged on for so long, it's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't care about Paige finding out either.
No,
now
which
that
Jennifer
found out, the kind of like, okay, story done pretty much for me.
Yeah, and she kind of like had the smackdown on Eve, which was fun to watch. So that was good. That was good. I have to say I was on kind of like rooting for Jennifer this time. I mean, I have to admit she kind of
I like the way the actress is. Yeah. I like the way the actresses play off on each other, Melissa Reeves and Kathy DePaiva.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they're doing a good job. It's just a bad storyline, and he's a terrible character. Yeah. And everyone says, you know, how good she is in other things. I never really saw her in anything else, so.
She's really good.
And I'm just so used to Charlotte Ross in the role of Eve. It's just kind of hard to, to accept her as Eve.
And I don't have anything negative to say about Jennifer and her dress. I think she's been doing a whole lot better. I think she's coming on through.
Yeah.
I liked her hair. Wait, how she kind of just had it pulled back or something? I don't know. It kind of looked nice.
Yeah, it looked really nice.
And Nicole, I love her hair, her new hair. I mean, she's always wearing her hair different, but now it's like style's really nice. Short style.
Yes.
Oh, I saw in the chat room, I think Jen wrote the elephant is like the stupid handkerchief storyline.
Yep.
What handkerchief storyline is that? I don't remember that one.
Taylor?
Yeah.
EJ, whose sister was she? Taylor. Wait.
Nicole.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Nicole's sister,
yeah.
Nicole's sister that EJ.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, now I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
See.
I tried to forget that part, yeah.
Yeah. Well, since you brought that up, kind of like a bad storyline, I saw where you had tweeted Daytime Royalty had for the 50th anniversary, they named their 50
best and worst
storylines. The best and worst storylines. So, what did you think of their picks? Did you want to tell? Do you remember some of them, like the worst ones? Let's start with the worst ones.
Well, some of the worst were like the Gemini twins as being Kate and Roman's children. Hmm. That was one of the main ones I saw that a lot of people mentioned.
And the Garden of Eden. That was like the worst.
Yeah, the
like
Garden of Eden, and then also New Salem.
New Salem, okay.
What else? Those were the main ones I can think off the top of my head.
Yeah, the worst ones. And I saw one of the best ones.
There's a bunch of other ones, too, but those were the ones I saw a lot of.
Those are the ones I'm trying to think of the worst ones. And I noticed that most of the best and the worst ones, now these were a lot from the people on Daytime Royalty, but you could tell a lot of them only go back so far because they're not like, if you're like a really long time viewer, I didn't see any that went back, like say going back to the 70s or the 60s. So I watched back then and I can barely remember some, but I was just curious to know.
Some of the best were like the Cruise of Deception. That was probably.
Mm-hmm. That was probably the best. Cruise of Deception and Aramed and Maison Blanche. I saw that. And now the evil, the possession storyline, you either like it or you hated it.
Yeah.
So that was kind of,
no,
I saw that both ways. Yeah, I saw that. Different people liked that and some people didn't like it. And also the Salem. Now I liked back in the 80s where Tony and Andre were on was the Salem Strangler. Was that See, there was Salem Killer, the Salem Strangler, the Slasher. I think
that was a popular one as well.
Slasher, yeah. And then the Strangler was the one with Marlena. That goes back to the 70s when they killed, they thought
Sam.
It was Marlena, and then they protested, and they made it her sister Samantha. I think that was, I think that was mentioned too as one of the storylines.
You know, I hope those are the type of stories that they bring back. You know, some of them, like the Cruise of Deception was a fabulous story. I go back, I still get chills to go back and watch it on YouTube, and the time where Marlena shoots Stefano in the ceiling and they fall off. You know, that's the days that I remember. You know, I was a baby around that time, but when you grow up seeing storylines like that, I really hope that Dina and Josh and them get it right. I hope they just do it right this time, because I really miss that. But apparently, we're supposed to be getting the super couples back. There was a tweet out there talking about that the 50th anniversary is going to last a year or so, a year, year and a half or so, or I think, I'm not really sure, but I'm pretty sure it's supposed to last a pretty good length of time. So, and Bo and all those good folks are coming back to be a part of the story. So that's going to be interesting to see how they do all of that. So I'm really interested in seeing how that unfolds.
Well, Peter Reckel and Stephen Nichols, that's just short term, isn't it? But maybe it can lead to longer, maybe.
I'm not really sure. I know that they said that they will be a part of the 50th anniversaries, and according to Corday, there was something that was he did an interview with somebody. I forget the name of the person. I think it was Logan. It might have been his last name was Logan, where he said that the 50th anniversary is supposed to last, I think, for a year up to that point in time. So we could be seeing them for at least that period of time. So just have to hope and keep our fingers crossed. But they better not mess up Aiden and them, because I do like them.
Oh, you like Aiden and Hope? Well,
yeah,
it's gonna be interesting
really
when Bo comes back. What's gonna go on there?
Well, I hope they bring back Vargas too. I know y'all saw my video.
Oh yes,
yes, it was awesome.
Oh yes, oh yeah.
I was like, I'm glad I was at home alone by myself. Nobody hear me scream, Jesus. I was like, yes, bring him back. Yes, and Mr. Hapka, what's his name? Nathan. Bring Nathan back to, shit, yes, bring them two boys being back. Yes, honey.
I hope they bring more than just those two back. So, you know, with flashbacks or like even just the best appearance, just like they did on GH, a little bit of everybody come back. Yeah, I guess I wonder Shane and Kimberly. Did you hear about Shane and Kimberly? If they will be coming back?
No.
I haven't heard. I know they were on before.
I hope
but...
so. I don't know. That would be interesting. Now, I remember Dina putting out there, you know, everybody tweet your favorite super couple. Or your favorite Days of Our Lives couple or something like that. And I believe the one she tweeted was, it was somebody with, it was with,
Chris.
It was who?
I think somebody with Chris.
I think it was the character that plays Roman now. He was on the show as another character.
Chris Kosmacek.
Yeah.
That's who he's always to me. And Ray Northrup is still Roman Brady to me. He's the best Roman Brady. But and Josh was great as Chris Kosmacek, but he's been Roman longer than, you know, anybody. So even longer than John. Well, Drake was Roman too. So we had like three different Romans at one time. But her favorite was John and Marlena. Did I see that? That she tweeted that? Or she likes John and Marlena?
It was Chris and then some other girl. I don't remember. Who was it Chris?
Savannah?
Chris and Savannah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Savannah.
I think she said that was her favorite couple.
Oh, okay. Okay, so now what else was happening on the show this week? We talked about
Melanie, Teresa.
Oh, Mela.
Brady.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, well, because it's kind of like a play off of Maggie's old story. Because we're going to see that next week. because Melanie kind of figures it out real quickly. That's why I'm like, yes, finally, something's moving along. She kind of figures it out based off of...
she's figuring it out.
It's kind of like Maggie's story, how her eggs were stolen. And they were harvested for something else. And so she kind of put two and two together. She's like, oh, my gosh, she was pregnant. And
right.
she kind of put two and two together on Friday's episode. Like, yes, finally.
Yeah, because she saw Clint with the two blood, you know, things. And she saw that Teresa had the mark in her arm. And she said, now, why did he take blood from both of them? And then she realized that Dr. Mandrake was a, you know, fertility specialist, so... and that Teresa had been pregnant, so she's kind of figuring it out. And I liked her conversation with Maxine, too. She wanted to run it by Maxine to get her opinion. And when she talked about Teresa Donovan, she called her Teresa Donovan, her initials, Trouble and Drama. Yeah, I thought that was, you know, that was fitting.
Yeah, that was real sweet.
What else? What'd you think about the Sonny, the Paulson and Wilson? They had their...
Will needs to go. He needs to go sit down somewhere. He's starting to work my nerves.
Will? Oh, just
yes. Yes, yeah. He acted like a bitch for me.
Yeah. His character's kind of changed a little bit. He's like Sammy.
Yeah. How do you justify your cheating? Well, if you don't leave town, it could be damage for our marriage. Why? Because you can't keep your hands to yourself. You want more? You liked it?
Yeah, he's still trying to blame everybody but himself. You know? And I just conversation with T. We got to see T a little bit. He more or less told T what happened.
Yeah.
About him cheating. And then Paul and Sonny had a conversation where I guess Paul always thought Sonny just, you know, asked him to marry him because he was famous. And Sonny told him that he didn't know who he was. We have that whole thing going on. All right. Anything else for that? What did you think, Jamie? For that? Paul and you think Paul and Sonny will get together? Hello?
Hello?
Oh. I don't know. I guess we lost Jamie. Okay. You know what? Okay.
Well, my thing is I just kinda wanna know why. Did y'all see the preview for next week?
No, I didn't see any previews for next week.
It's Marlena freaks out because she goes to Will and asks Will what's going on, and apparently his paternity is supposed to be revealed, and it has him down as a Demira, but I wonder why Marlena gets freaked out.
Hello, can you hear me again?
Yeah, Jamie. Yeah.
Yes.
I was just going to say, can I say something? Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know what happened. Can I say something? Yeah, I don't know why Will thinks that it's good to try and get Paul out of Salem, because that's just pushing Sonny away from Will and closes Paul anyway.
Sonny is what? I didn't catch that.
Will trying to get Paul out of Salem is just pushing Sonny away from Will and closer to Paul.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah, it just kind of make sense. They need to talk about it, not worrying about Paul.
Yeah, exactly. Will should just ignore Paul and focus on fixing his marriage.
Yeah, because if it was, you know, any other relationship and he happened to be in Salem, you just don't tell somebody to leave if that's where they're going to live. You know, that doesn't.
I think Will just thinks that if Paul leaves Salem, then all their problems are going to be solved in their marriage, but it's not.
But it's not, right. He has to figure out for himself, like, why did he cheat on him in the first place? And then, you know, go from there. But
Okay.
Well, and Kenneth, what were you saying about Mark? About the you talking about Paul and whose father's going to be?
Well, I was trying to figure out why my mother gets so freaked out when they kind of find out that Chad could be with, oh Lord, not Chad, that okay. Paul could be a Demira, because on the last bit of the preview, it had it was like a, I think it might have been a little story that Will was working on, and it had him down as a Demira, so I was kind of wondering why Marlena would.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if Will tells her of his suspicions that
Well, Will thinks Paul's a Demira, but he's really John's son.
Yeah, he thinks it's Stefano, right? I'm thinking Will thinks, he's not even thinking of John. I think he's thinking he's Stefano's son.
I want to talk to Tony's.
Are they not brothers anymore?
Sure.
I mean, are they
not
brothers?
Well, that's what I'd like to know. If they are, then Teresa and Brady have been together, and they're
kind of
related.
No, they're not brothers anymore. They rewrote that again. They rewrote John 60 for the millionth time, so.
Yeah, John isn't a Demira. Right. No, they're not going to make John a Demira again.
And
no.
John's not a Brady anymore either.
He's not a Brady anymore. We don't know who John is, really. He was
an
Alamein. Well, he was adopted by the Alamein, because then he was supposed to be a Demira, you know. We don't know. He's been so many different people over the years. So.
Yeah, they should have kept him in Alamein, because I liked John's relationship with Vivian back in the 90s.
Yeah. Well, that's another one they need to bring back for the 50th. Vivian and Rolf and Bart and all the... There's a lot. You know. And,
yes.
How about Angelica?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Tracy, yeah, Angelica. Yeah. Yeah, maybe half a GH can come over to, you know. So. Yeah.
And then I guess, what else? Kate and Clyde, I guess.
Kate and Clyde, I guess they were talking about, you know, how Stefano, I guess, and she was talking to Clyde about Victor, and how Victor's kind of losing it, although Victor's playing it up, so Clyde thinks that he's kind of depressed and down, because Victor's ready to strike again, I think.
Yeah, Victor.
Yeah, now that I think about it.
What do they call it? I forget what they call it. The something of surprise.
The element of surprise. Yeah, he's trying to make Clyde think that he's weak and that he's given up ever since, you know, because Clyde has threatened him, you know, because of what he did to Sonny. But,
yeah, that would actually make sense, because he signed over, I'm not really sure exactly what he signed over when Kate gave him that piece of information. I'm not really sure what he signed, but apparently it's all part of the bigger scheme of things, because Kate and Clyde talked about that. So I guess that's adding to the fact that the Victor could be losing it, but it's all part of the deception.
Stefano had a plan, and he wants Clyde to think that Stefano pulled one over on him. But I think he pulled one over on Kate, Victor did, and Kate doesn't realize that. So, yeah, there's something going on, I think, between Victor and Stefano, too, some kind of deal going on. So,
of course, okay. Victor could just be playing Stefano as well, so you don't know.
True, because with that whole thing, even with Chad, and the other whole boring thing was, you know, Abigail and Ben, which they can do without that, you know. And you know, Chad is trying to get Abigail back, and I think that's where the direction that's going to, don't you think?
Yeah.
Trying to get Chad back with Abigail.
Yeah, I prefer that, actually. Ben's kind of boring, and watching Abigail and Ben doing homework this week was boring.
Yeah.
Did you see that? Where they spent an entire episode just doing homework?
Yes. See, that was, like, insignificant. It's like they did not even need to show that. It's like, no.
I was trying to think
this whole week, it really wasn't that much You know what I mean? It wasn't a very good, Days is back to being like, oh, wake me up. You know, there's maybe some good parts to it. And every time those stupid elephants come on, it's like, oh, my God. Done
oh
with
God,
it already.
I just want to fight. I just want to fight. Every time I see that damn scene about some damn elephants, I throw a bitch fit because I'm so sick of that. Why is my time being wasted by some damn elephants? I don't give a shit about no elephants. Okay, get your damn diamonds.
Yeah.
Do whatever you gotta do with them. I'm over it. I'm done.
Yeah, I just want to reach
you give
through,
him his diamonds,
pick up the
and
elephants
leave.
And smash it on the ground.
Yeah, so I don't know how they're going to end this story. Is he going to take the, you know, diamonds and leave? Or, of course, Serena's going to be found out and what she did, and hopefully Nicole's going to be proven right. But somehow
Nicole's going to
be wrong.
I didn't understand why Serena doesn't just give him the diamonds.
I don't know.
Like she said, oh, well, no, I'm not giving it to you. It's like, just give it to him and he'll leave.
Yeah, I don't know why did she hide them under the fireplace? Why didn't... That she was wanting them and trying to get them for how long,
stupid.
And when she gets them in her hand, you know, keep them. That was stupid, I thought.
I would probably pay for a bargain chip.
Could be. Yeah. Okay. Well, we have another caller. I think it's Angela, maybe. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
770?
Yeah, I think that's Angela's number, but I can't hear her.
Okay. I have her on. Angela.
Angela, that's you, honey. Call back.
Yeah, maybe you want to call back? Okay.
Yeah, I think I heard someone hung up the phone, so
yeah,
she's probably calling back.
Yeah, it says it's dropped. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she'll call back. Because yours just dropped, right? Out of Blog Talk does that. Yeah. Oh, and another thing, this is kind of off topic. I don't know if anybody gets into the chat room. I know Jen does. I'd like to have to tell Anna and Carrie all about it. Now the chat room, I can see the chat room while I'm talking. Before, you used to have to switch screens back and forth. Oh, that's
it
nice.
Threw me out.
What's that? It threw you out?
Yeah.
Okay. I see Jan isn't in there. I wonder if Jan's having trouble. I'll have, you know, because I don't see her in there. I see two guests in there, but nobody's, everybody's logged out, so I guess it's not well, good. You got something straightened out, but not everything. Okay, let's see. She looks like she called back in. Hold on. Hello?
Hi there.
Yeah. Oh, hi.
Hey.
Now we can hear you.
I don't know what was wrong. I don't know if I was on mute or quite what it was.
I don't know.
I called in late. I didn't think I was going to get the call in at all, but I called in late so I could hear what the scoop was, and I was last, and Kenneth was saying it all for us.
Well, when he was talking about Vargas? Oh, the elephant. Oh, okay.
But
the elephant.
Well, why in the world did she leave those diamonds or what? Marbles? What it looked like marbles to me, and I think Jamie thought the same thing last week. But diamonds in that apartment. The whole purpose was for her to get those things to give them to whatever his name is.
Yeah. She thought she was going to be caught with him or something? But I don't know. But what did she think?
Well,
you know?
It didn't bother her when she was carrying two elephants around in her pocketbook.
No, I know.
They just put the diamonds in her pocket or something.
So absurd.
Really?
I think they're just trying to drag it out a little bit longer.
The only thing that really comes to mind, I think, if you notice, the guy that's looking for the diamond, Xander, is getting close to Nicole. How much you want to bet Nicole is going to come up either missing or kidnapped for those diamonds or whatever else? And then you're going to have Daniel and you're going to have Eric trying to save him. So there you go, fighting. So it's like a dog fighting over a bone. Two dogs fighting over one bone. I see it.
They're going to get Brady into the mix, too, you know.
Yeah,
Brady.
See the guy fighting over Nicole than Nicole having to go back and forth between all the guys.
Yeah, somebody needs, they need to fight over Nicole for once instead of Nicole trying to get the guy. She's always,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, put Lucas in that mix, too.
Oh, yeah. What about Lucas? Yeah,
well,
we
Lucas
didn't really see
Lucas
much.
But...
Yeah, they're cute.
They're gonna,
I still like Justin and Adrian, though.
They're going to have sex next week, y'all.
They are.
They're going to finally they're gonna hit the sheet. They sure will. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Adrian and Lucas.
Mm-hmm. I hear she's supposed to like it, too. I hear it's supposed to be real good. I'm going to make sure I pay a close attention.
Yeah, they haven't gotten any in a long time, so that's why.
That's right. Poor Lucas. It's been a long time. Poor Lucas.
Yes, yes.
Oh, the one thing about the diamonds I could say, though, is I did like Parker when he was saying sparkles.
Oh, yes. Trying to tell on her. Secret sparkles. Because she told him to keep it a secret. Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of cute. But...
Uh-huh.
And how weird is it that Parker actually looks like Daniel a little bit? Isn't that something?
I always thought he looked like Philip, actually.
Yeah, he looks like
but
Philip because he has the dimples.
And the blonde hair. I mean, the original J. Kenneth Johnson, Philip, yeah.
I just said it because of the eye, because of the shape of the eyes.
Yeah, he's cute.
Wasn't that
think Sean Christian does really well. I think he always relates really well to children. I guess he has children.
Yeah, the role of Daniel as the father figure, as the father, is good. I like him that way. Otherwise, you know, when he first come on, he's kind of sleazy and stuff.
Well,
but he's
the
kind
thing
of gotten
that
better.
Me, is that you know they just they continue to have. Him have Daniel be kind of a father figure to JJ. And
yeah.
Of course now he knows the truth about the jacket. And so, you know, I worry that they're going to go back to Jennifer.
Yeah,
he took what back over to the house the other day to see Jennifer for no reason.
Well, and now Jennifer
like
went
no
to, you know.
To me.
And Jennifer went over to his apartment to try to convince him to stay out of it, you know. But now that he knows, Nicole thinks that they're getting back together. I think they're getting back together. You can see that they're trying. That's where that's going.
Yeah,
this is going to kind of bring them together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when will they learn that this does not work?
Does not work. I know.
I don't know, but if I see them do anything inappropriate, such as kiss, touch, I have sex. I promise you, I'm going to turn into an anorexic girl. I'm not lying. I'm going to just throw up. I do not want to. Oh, God.
Well, nobody wants it. Hopefully they have figured out that no one really wants to see the Dannifer story. You know, everybody would love to see Jack come back, but even if Jack doesn't come back as a ghost or for a day, I would be happy with a ghost for a day. But
I'd be happy with a ghost. Same with
just
Tony.
Give her
I'd be happy
a different love interest. Can we just give her a different love interest? What about now? Rave is not being utilized. How about putting him and Jennifer together? Sammy ain't there no more. He ain't with nobody. He's not with Jordan. Thank God she gone. So why not put Rave up with her? I mean, get him to something, you know. Just something.
I haven't missed him. I forgot all about him.
I mean, we haven't seen him in weeks, have we?
We haven't. I haven't seen.
Only at the club. Only at the club.
I might be getting my wish. Everyone knows I just love Rave.
I'm right there with you.
I don't know.
Yes, he is all the Rave.
I guess he needs someone now, which is true, you know. I always thought at one time he's kind of cute.
He doesn't have a story, unless you would think that
everybody.
He was. Yeah, it seems like they would have Rafe go over and be meeting with Victor and somehow be, you know, that there's something more to him being, you know, the new manager of the nightclub or whatever, and that there would be some intrigue there. Because then people would
at least
really be interested.
Yeah, but I never really understood Rafe's friendship with Victor at all. That was kind of weird.
No. It was, you know, and it's just, yeah, there's so many little things that just were, like, left hanging that there was never any follow-up on, like, how EJ, you know, went over and Victor, you know, helped him, you know, and took over some of the other businesses and so forth when, you know, EJ was having a problem and so forth. And then we never really found out what all that was about or, you know, nary wasn't mentioned again. And, so I don't know. I was kind of interested to see that quote last week from Allison Sweeney that was saying that she didn't know for sure that she was coming back for the anniversary or not. And,
now, is this a rumor, or is she not coming back?
She evidently did tweet that it was not a done deal.
Oh, okay.
She was concerned. But, you know, but the thing is that, of course, you know, my liking EJ and Sammy, my hope would be is that she would want for them to, you know, bring EJ back and at least finish that and let them at least have their happily ever after, and we know that he's not really dead or something.
Here's my question to you with EJ and stuff, which I don't know if it's going to happen. Any of you get the 50th anniversary edition of Soap Opera Digest, where Sammy's on
not
the
yet.
Cover by herself? And
not yet.
It's all the super couples. There is not one. It's so blatantly obvious.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing about James Scott. The only thing that's in there was one thing about a wedding. Or one thing about couples, it was Sammy and EJ, but there's
mm-hmm.
no interview with James Scott. There's like not there. They're not part of that super couple edition part in the magazine.
I have not seen it. I saw this on the internet, but the front cover of the
right.
the magazine only shows Sammy, and they've got all those couples
right.
on the front, and
right.
then Sammy by herself. So
and they didn't
I don't
put
know
a either. That's kind of odd.
And now this is a show, this is Soap Opera Digest, which is, I find, strange. Like,
well,
is it James that doesn't want anything to do with that? It could
no,
be James.
I think, who knows? I mean, he was off doing his pilot. He might not have been available. But, I don't, you know, who knows? But I just think that, you know, Ken Corday.
But a picture, they could have gotten any picture.
Always. Ken Corday tends to always give whatever scoops and gives a lot of input into Soap Opera Digest to reveal stuff, you know, first. Or for the, or, you know, so you kind of feel like that's maybe funneled from the...
Because he left, he didn't leave on good terms, right? James was another one.
I don't really know. You can kind of guess. I don't think it ended very well. But I don't, you know, but who knows? Like I said, and he has said on Twitter that he thinks it's unlikely, but you never know.
That he'll be asked back, right? So, and I think it's very highly unlikely.
But he hasn't heard from anybody at this point.
That Teo or Matt Ashford, Teo Penguins or Matt Ashford
Mm-mm.
will be asked back. We want them back,
yeah.
but from what? No, I don't think it's gonna happen.
Teo communicates with everybody on Twitter, but you know Matt Ashford, I don't know when I've ever seen a tweet from him.
But I have to say, Soap Opera Digest had a big interview with Matt Ashford. He had a full page interview,
oh.
so he did do an interview, and Teo
wow.
did an interview too, a smaller interview,
mm-hmm.
but it was a night, and there was a lot of things in there about Tony Andre. Oh, he must have had. There must have been five different sections. There's a section talking about him and Anna, Tony and Anna.
Mm-hmm.
They brought up the Tony Andre playing the dual roles and the different things. So there was at least five different stories that featured Teo. So Soap Opera Digest did, you know, include him, which was great, you know, and he had a nice interview with them. So,
mm-hmm. Well, that's
but,
good, because I haven't read any of that. But that's good. But, you know, a lot of people, you know, obviously, you know, I think all of us know which couples we all like the best, and I think I think Anna and Tony get mentioned quite frequently as being a favorite.
Right. In fact, in fact, Teo tweeted the other day something, and he was saying about Andre coming back as a ghost and like haunting Stefano. You know,
yeah,
or maybe Andre
as well.
Or actually, an alive Andre coming back and pretending to be a ghost is another good thing too. Another meme.
Okay,
and he got a lot of response.
So speaking of the characters and their returns, our hopeful returns, it won't be enough for them to just come back. You know, they're gonna have to come. The writers are gonna have to make them come back with a bang, and I mean boom, bigger than the disaster. I mean, because what would you have them do? You know,
I'd have them come back just to make an appearance for some reason or another, some kind of big get together. You know, kind of like how GH did it. I think fans would be happy just to see them back, even short term. Some of them, not all of them. Maybe all some would be nice to stay.
I think it would be great for them to really give Stephen Nichols a story. And
right.
I mean, there's
and
so many.
But,
there's yeah, you know, the history. There's so much
Tony
that
Anna
he was involved with.
Well, I heard that they're thoracing Steve's son, Joe Johnson. I heard he's coming back as a teen. So they've already cast the actor.
So
right.
There may be a potential for him to have a longer storyline as Patch.
Yeah.
I don't know about
he's,
Peter.
He's a great actor, and I really never thought. And he really didn't leave on good terms, and I don't think he really.
And neither did Peter Reckel, obviously,
yeah.
And he's back. So there
but
is a way
be,
to.
That could be because of the Tomlin, though. You never know.
But Kenneth is right that they're going to have to be really careful about what they do when they bring Bo back. They need to give him a story too. I keep putting everybody with Victor, but I love John Aniston so much. I'm the only good character. But you know, to give him something else besides just there's obviously the resolution with Hope. But a lot of people really do like Aiden and Hope. When they're
showing
them,
they have
them.
Fun. I have to admit, I mean, I do like them, and I have always a Bo and Hope fan too. I never could see Hope with, like, when they tried to put Hope with Patrick, they tried to put Bo with Carly, Bo with Billy. I always wanted Bo and Hope,
mm-hmm.
But I guess I know.
I love Bo and Hope, and I'll always, they'll always be one of my favorites because I love that storyline. But the other option would be is. That, you know, again, because I just don't know. It seems like the Hayden story had kind of stalled. But, again, I haven't been watching very much this last week at all. So
yeah,
I don't know. They've been
on
now
a
week,
so.
And I didn't know it. But
they haven't been on for a while. They haven't.
Yeah.
A couple.
And I wonder if that is intentional now that they've got a writer change that they're trying to figure out what they want to do. Because I like Daniel Cosgrove a lot. And I really wanted Aiden to be a good guy. So, you know, if for some reason Bo comes back permanently and he and Hope, you know, reunite, which would be a wonderful story, they can have another wedding. How many weddings did they have? 5 or 6? So they can have a wedding. Then I think Aiden would be a good match with Jennifer.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah, they kind of hinted at that from before too. You know, they hate Jennifer a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You know, if when we actually see Bo come back, I kind of want to see him mend his relationship with Victor. I mean, because Victor is his father, and you know, I've never seen Bo say. He's never called Victor dad. From what I've seen it, you know.
No, he's always called him Victor.
So it would be kind of interesting for the situation to be fixed. And where is Caroline? Where is she?
She was on this week.
Was she on this week or last week?
Yeah.
She came to see Eric.
I didn't see her. Okay.
Yeah, she came to see Eric.
And she came.
Yeah, she wasn't on a whole lot. And there's only 2 scenes, but.
Mm-hmm. I forget why. I just didn't see him. I don't know if she brought him something. I don't know. Forget. But yeah, she was on for a little bit. talk to Serena.
Oh, speaking of Caroline, I don't know if you've noticed, but they've downsized the pub now, too. Now it's just that one booth. You don't see the whole pub anymore.
No.
Or the bar area is gone.
Well, I haven't even seen anything of the pub. So it's just a booth over in the corner?
Yeah, it's just that one booth in the corner.
Yeah, I did notice that, too, yeah.
And where's the cheating heart? You know, they don't have the cheating heart anymore either.
No.
Well, that's
the cheating heart
turned
into the old, to the other coffee place.
Cheating heart's the CBD, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was changed. It used to be Cheating Heart, and then it became a coffee, the first coffee house. And then, yeah, exactly. And then they opened TBD, and then I've read, this was some time ago now, but I had read that they're bringing back the Java Cafe. But the Java Cafe, in my mind, was another separate set, too. That was one that was over in Salem Place, you know, when they were...
And does Maggie still have Tuscany's? Wasn't it Tuscany's? Was that her... Did she have that, or no? Was that something else?
Yeah, she had...
No,
well, I think they changed it to
Rouge, didn't they? Okay.
And I haven't seen that. But that's also the same set as the church. So
I thought Shea Rouge burnt down.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I don't know. We haven't seen it in forever.
Okay. Shea Rouge. Okay.
Then we had the Penthouse Grill. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then, you know, it's Marlena's... the Penthouse, we haven't seen that in a while either.
I think they sold that off.
Yeah,
I don't know.
She just lives in her office.
She just lives in her office. I don't know.
It really doesn't it make you wonder though. That's something I really hadn't thought about very much. But I just wonder if they've downsized the studio space that they're leasing for days. Because I mean, I understand we've got all these little smaller sets, but I can't say, now we have such and such set that we didn't have before. That's not really the case. I mean, they've even converted part of Horton Town Square into the high school. So I'm just wondering if they didn't down. I mean, because it just doesn't make sense, because it's not like we're seeing that many additional sets that we already saw, weren't seeing
and
before.
And everybody goes to the park when they want to be alone or when they want to talk.
in the
park.
To the pier for years. They would go down
to
that awful pier.
The dreaded pier. Everybody gets killed at the pier. You got to stay away from the pier. Stay away from the pier. Yeah.
Especially after poor Tony died. That was awful.
He fell down.
Horrible
and
deaths.
Oh, but believe me, I've heard about it, yes. Yeah, that was not a favorite. That wasn't a favorite way to go.
No,
it's just like, why did they have to kill him again, you know? Our thing was, why couldn't they have just let Tony and Anna go off into the, you know, just be, go away happy, make the fans happy, but no, they had to kill him again.
They wanted to have a house in Tahiti or somewhere, or Bora Bora or something.
And that makes it frustrating for the actor, too, you know, that they just keep, you know, him and Matt.
I would love to see both of them come back, even if it's for a shorter time. I think, I don't think he was going to have more story.
Do you guys think we need to have Mimi back?
No.
Nah.
Lockhart.
Who? Mimi Lockhart.
I liked him, but I don't really see the
You'd
point
have
of
to have Bonnie
back,
back and everything. I don't know. But I don't know.
Sean and Belle.
A lot of the people
like,
that were in those.
Were.
Yeah, that's true. Sean and I bet Sean and Belle.
The original Sean
apart.
And Belle. I don't know.
I would love it to be the original Sean and Belle, but it probably will be not them.
No.
But yeah, I can't see them not having them. I mean, really, it doesn't. You know, in a way, if they're trying to come up with younger audience, which is what obviously they're trying to do, they keep trying to, you know, they want to focus on folks that are younger and
so
forth.
Keep the old audience.
Then,
too, yeah.
Yeah. Then here are all these children of these super couples, and they're not even on the show. Phillip's not on the show. Sean and Belle aren't on the show.
Yeah, I read somewhere that most of the 30-ish people are not on the show, other than, like, Nicole. Most of the 30-ish people are gone. It's mostly 20 and younger, and then the 40s and up. 30s is kind of nowhere.
I want to see Carrie and Mike.
Well, maybe one of these days Sydney and Johnny will come back as teenagers.
Oh, they're so cute. Johnny, that's the best one.
Oh,
guy.
I know. I missed
that.
Oh, yeah.
When they did the nominations for the younger actors, and I guess that'll be next week. They'll have the final nominations for the Daytime Emmys next week, I think on the 31st. I think it's going to be announced.
Yeah, they're going to be having it on the talk.
On the talk. And so that'll be interesting. But, you know, they had they nominated the little guy that plays on General Hospital that plays
Nicholas Bechtel. Yeah, Nicholas.
Spencer.
Nicholas Bechtel.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and so I love him, and I've seen him in other things other than just on General Hospital. So he's very precocious no matter where he is. And I just think he's precious. But, yeah, they should have also nominated, General Hospital should have nominated the little girl that plays Emma, because I think she's precious, too.
Oh, yeah.
And has done some really good scenes.
Yeah, the one that plays Carly's daughter, too, is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but here we go. Like I said, and Dave's nominated almost every child that was under.
Lauren Bowles.
Lauren deserved it. Lauren deserved it.
But not
but
the
I don't
boy that
think
plays
necessarily
Chase.
Theo yeah. needed a nomination.
No,
or the little
the
boy
that plays
Chase.
Yeah, and Theo's better than he is. Yeah. But yeah.
Well, Theo's at least been on the show about the same amount of time as Lauren has been on the show.
But Theo hasn't been on it.
Well, speaking of Theo, I heard they're sore assing him too.
Yeah, he was on this week.
With Dean
yeah,
Hake
he was. Talked to with Chad, right? Or who was he talking to?
No, but when the new writers take over, they're going to sold out the character because I heard that Dina Higley, she wants to bring back up Theo's autism, and they're going to have him as a
teenager.
They're
going to have this for Sierra, too, because it won't make sense.
Well, there's some irony in that because she's the one that messed up the autism story to start off with.
Sure, exactly. In fact, Mateo was supposed to be involved. Tony was supposed to be involved in that one, too, or somehow. Yeah.
I mean, it was so ridiculous. They had him fall down the stairs, and that was basically the autism story. Anyway, I don't know. I hope Dina does better if she tries that story again. I hope she does a better job because that was all.
I hope that Josh Griffin has the looks over everything. It's like, okay, we need to make some stories. We need to make this right. No, somebody just look. It seems just like Dana. Why are you writing a story like this? Why are you doing that? Does that make sense to you? She need a type.
Well, I think we all need to be pulling for Josh and giving him lots of good vibes because he's got a tough job. He's got a tough row to hoe, and he deserves every bit of positive energy he can get because he really is. I think they had said this a couple of weeks ago or something about, you know, just looking forward to it and all this kind of stuff. And I think I sent him a tweet and I said, it's all going to be on you, man.
Make us proud. Have to
remember. Yeah, so our hope is with him for sure, but I just...
What we need to tell him is listen to the fans. Just listen to the fans.
It really
That's
does.
All you
it,
have
it,
to do. It's simple. But these writers don't get it. They won't listen to the fans.
Well, maybe they don't know what they're coming up with right now. I mean,
they haven't produced what we want, so I don't know. But then every fan wants something different, too, so there you go. Because everybody has their fan favorites, you know, and when their favorites aren't on, they're upset.
Well, I think that's true to a certain extent, but, you know, I still think typically most people like Marlena and feel like she should be a part of the show, I think.
More so than what she has been, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
And I've always been a John and Marlena fan. you know.
But. Yeah, I mean, that was a huge thing for the show for a long, long time. And when you go back and look at the ratings from years ago, just like, of course, Kayla and Patch, they really need to play that up, because actually the ratings were higher with Kayla and Patch and their romance and their story and their marriage than even Hope and Bo in the early 80s.
Oh, yeah, they need to get them back together, and I think that would be huge if they could, you know, give them a good story.
I mean, and they're such strong actors. Mary Beth Evans and Stephen Nichol are so strong. They really could do a good story. They really haven't been given much.
Yeah, I saw Stephen Nichol tweet something about how the harmonica is coming back, too. Someone asked, the harmonica coming back as well.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was that cute little picture that he tweeted. It had a yellow rose, it had the patch, and I thought it had the harmonica. All those little things were together on that picture he sent out.
The patch is coming back, yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So I guess I would like, I know, Jamie, you said this a little while ago, I appreciate you saying it, because I wish they really would bring Angelica Devereaux back for a little while.
Yeah.
That actually was a fairly interesting story. I went back and was looking at some of that, and also read it a little bit about. And I was just thinking that there really was, like, and there was a lot of Angelica and Victor.
Yep.
And just a lot of, it was all together. I mean, and then Stephen Nichol and Patch, that character was a part of it. Frankie was a part of it. There's a lot of characters that were all tied up in
that. Yeah, because that was his stepmother.
I just think, and it would be a hoot. For Jane Elliott to come, because I mean, right now she's playing Justin's
mother, and then his lover. Oh, that's fun, that's fun.
And she's excellent. I mean, she's fantastic too. And so, like I said, and right now I don't know what the story is with what they're going to do on. I didn't see hardly any of General Hospital this week either, so I'm not up to date on anything. I did want
to bring up General Hospital and the news about Ian Buchanan. Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
they're up in arms.
I hope it's just a rumor, though.
But I fairly doubt it. I very much doubt it's a rumor. It sounds like it came from Michael Logan, and just from what I've been hearing, it sounds like it's, you know, so we need to get out there and,
I mean, no one's confirmed anything, but, yeah, I've been retweeting stuff.
They won't say anything, but, yeah. But even with the rumor out there, as long as we complain, maybe we can get it changed. But, yeah, he's supposed to be written out. I think he's supposed to be killed off. So he's supposed to be on his way out. I mean, Michael Logan tweeted it, and then of course there's no confirmation from General Hospital. And then Michael Fairman
had
a thing.
So it's not like he's on contract.
Yeah. Now this could be happening with a Vanna Long. See, this is how I always think. Like, okay, they're gonna, you know, Anna's gonna go after him, and maybe Anna's the one that's caused his death. But then again, he might pop up 6 months later and he's alive. And they might all know this, you know, but we don't know this.
Yeah.
So it could be a long-range plan. I don't know. This is just how I think, you know. Maybe there is a reason for him being killed off. It's going to be this, you know, Anna angst that she caused Duke's death, and you know, she thinks he's dead again. And she goes through all, you know, how many times have they come back?
She goes through the deal again. Yeah.
I think that could make a good story. But
they've done that sort of stuff before, so.
Yeah.
Well, I've already started advocating for him on Days, so.
Yeah.
Well, I put that out there. Yeah, okay, if you're going to, you know, get rid of him, how about Days, bring him back and, you know, make him a DeMiro.
Well, I hope that they revise it, though. I hope they revise it. I was so worried. He looks so handsome on General Hospital compared to the way they had him made up when he was over at Days. I mean, Ian is a handsome person.
That was on purpose. Yeah, and even more so in person.
Well, yes. I kept thinking that they were trying to make him into a vampire. You know, they had him running around there with Barnabas Collins.
Yeah, in fact, I talked to him about that, and that was what they were doing. Yes, they were trying to make him look sinister. Because I said, you looked horrible. I'm sorry, but you looked horrible. Not like you do, like, you know, really in person or even on General Hospital. But, yeah, they had his eyebrows. And the way they did his hair on Days, he was like creepy.
It was not good. And you know, he used to be, you know, the I don't, the model is not the right word, but, you know,
he was the model.
One of the real, yeah, but, you know, he was actually, I mean, he was like the fitter
top
or whatever
agency
for one of the big lines. And
right.
So, you know,
have
I mean,
you ever
he
seen
always
his
looks good
on,
in his
like,
clothes.
Yeah, on Throwback Thursdays, he'll always tweet something back from his way back in his modeling days. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And so, I mean, he really, you know, and but yet on, I always felt like he looked very diminutive on Days of Our Lives. I always felt like, you know, the character looked small.
Yes,
and
they kind of did make him look shorter or something, or smaller.
I think so.
What he actually is.
I think absolutely that was true. So I don't know.
Yeah, we'll take him back on Days.
Now, Kenneth, what do you want him to do if they reprise Ian on Days? What are you foreseeing? What kind of story?
Him versus Clyde, baby.
Oh. Oh, Clyde.
Yes, honey. I want the Southern hick to go up with Ian, honey. Yes. I think that makes one hell of a show. I mean, you got two clashes. You got someone that's very English. And you have someone that's very Southern. So,
he's Scottish, but yeah.
Scottish, but yeah, close.
yeah. So it's very.
I still think the whole family from the Ozarks are going to leave soon.
Yeah.
I'm still gone.
Yeah, Ben doesn't really have much of a purpose. Really, other than
no, I thought when they sent Jordan Ridgway away, I thought they would go ahead and send Ben and James. I like James Reed as an actor. I mean, I've liked him in a
lot
of shows.
Yeah, I do like James. I thought it might go somewhere with Kate, but I don't know. It's the character, I think.
Mm-hmm. There's just such shallow characters. We've just never had enough. We've got a lot of two-dimensional people that, you know, like Eve and still even Teresa to a certain extent, although I think they're trying to redeem her a little bit because of this whole situation with the baby. But, and there's just there is no positive side. Will is two-dimensional. You know, Will is not, you know.
Yeah, and Will
has been
never used to
Will.
Be like that. Will used to be better than his mother, actually.
Mm-hmm. Now he's worse.
There was something about Sammy, though. You still rooted for Sammy sometimes. I mean, the nasty thing she did, you still liked her. I mean, it's just something about her.
I know.
Same with Nicole. Nicole
can
do all those bad
things.
But you sympathize with Nicole. She does all those bad things, but you know why she does them, and you sympathize for her. But, like, Will? I just do. He's just bratty.
He's just a brat.
I really think they need to rest that character for a while. Have him go back out to California or something and just kind of rest it. And then decide what they're going to do. Are they going to write the character a different way, or do they want to recast the character? What do they want to do? And they just need it. We just need it because it just, I don't know, that it's just not good. There's a lot that's not good, but that's more.
I don't know if it would be the actor, you know.
It's a train wreck.
Would the story be different with Chandler? I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I don't see Chandler coming back. I don't know what they're going to do, but what they've got going right now, like I think Kenna's put it the best way earlier tonight, it's just not happening. it's not good.
It's a train wreck.
Well, let's hope they get it on track by the 50th, which is in November, right? That's actually the actual anniversary. So
yeah.
Yeah,
but they're saying that at least some of the new story or the new writers will have some things come July and August.
Right. Well, so we'll see some new stuff by the time we do actually celebrate by November. So we'll be actually into some kind of story.
I mean, if they wait until November to bring all these people back and to give a story,
they'll
losing hundreds of thousands of viewers every week. You know,
right.
They're not going to regroup.
We'll see Peter and them, in July or August, right? They're kind of back now, right?
Yeah, and I hope they promote this, too, because
I have no idea.
A lot of fans probably don't know that are offline. They probably don't know that they're coming back. So I think NBC needs to promote their returns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know when they're
not promoting Day's 50th at all, really. I don't see anything on NBC.
Well, if,
you know,
they
the
didn't
network,
if they just changed writers, they didn't even have a plan. I don't blame NBC from that perspective, that they didn't even have a big plan for what the anniversary was going to be, other than it would be big, which is pretty much all they would say. And they were, since they were changing writers, they had to know they didn't really have a plan. So they, you know, they've only, you know, it's still hard to believe, but officially, Josh Griffith and Dina were supposed to start like March 17th. And it wasn't
okay.
So
it's only
anxious.
2 weeks. Yeah. No. So it's only been 2 weeks, though. So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that
course
hasn't
has
come back
it,
yet,
it,
though.
No, I thought it was in February.
What?
When did they make the writing announcement? I know it had to be maybe the last week or the week before in February, maybe the second.
Yeah, it was a month. It was like a month in advance of when they were starting. So that would be about
right.
Yeah,
but they didn't start until later.
Yeah,
and then I heard
they said
right now. They're off for a dark week right now.
Yeah, they are, I think. Off for a week.
Huh.
I mean, they've got a lot to do. I mean, yeah. I mean, I give them credit to get something on the air by July and August. At this point, I think that's probably going to be probably pretty good to be able to do that. But
do you think there's some way they can change what they've already out there or edit something?
I think that's one of the reasons we're not seeing very much of Aiden and Hope, is I think that there's maybe some
because
changes there.
Bo coming back, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, again, I'm still okay. I mean, I really like Aiden enough that if he turns out to be a good guy, now if he's evil, then obviously he's going to go. But if he's really a good guy, and this is, they haven't told the whole story yet, which is what I'm still thinking they haven't done, then, you know, that might be more interesting than just having Hope and Bo just reunite automatically, like we've seen so many times before.
And another good thing about if they bring Sean back is how Sean reacts that his mother is with a different guy.
Well, didn't they say the other week something about the fact that Sean had called Hope and he was very positive about
Sean.
Her having a relationship with Aiden.
Oh, okay.
Oh, did. I must have missed that, but
all it would have been when somebody saying, oh, you know, Hope would have just said, oh, Sean called, and, you know, there's nothing other than that. But I think it just makes sense. I mean, Sean and Belle should have come back, and even little Claire, who I guess won't be little anymore. I guess maybe Claire will come back. She'll be 16, too.
Yeah.
That
everybody
little girl was cute,
like
too,
Belle did.
Like Claire.
Belle went back was a flower girl at 4, and she came through the door at 15 or 16, you know,
well,
the next day after
back.
The wedding.
Yeah, in 99, when they brought
funny.
Them all back, they were all a lot older. But
yeah,
that was the best
right.
young group they
and
ever
Brady
had.
And Brady, too.
Yeah, they need to bring Philip back, too. They need some Titan stories and more stuff with the curiosities.
But now, last week we were talking, I think Melanie is still leaving in May.
Oh,
is
she is?
True?
Yeah, I heard that too, that she only wanted to come back short term anyway, so.
Okay.
Well, you see, they're kind of trying to push, you know, Teresa and Brady back together, probably now with this
mm-hmm.
whole baby thing, bring them together, it looks like, probably.
Yeah, I like Melanie, but her return's been kind of a waste, in my opinion.
Well, she's the only one trying to figure anything out.
I know, right? So I actually appreciate that. I actually appreciate her term because those two, one is rich and one is easy, and they both dumb as rocks. They can't figure out by themselves. And so you had to bring in somebody who was smart enough and nosy enough to get to the bottom of it because they showed the hell out.
Yeah, I called Melanie the Nancy Drew of Salem, so.
yeah. Actually, Teresa and Brady kind of belong together because they are both dumb. Especially, yeah, that's true.
What would be scary is those two raising a kid.
That is true, them having a kid and, being
I
parents.
I still want
yeah,
Nicole to adopt a kid, though.
Oh, did y'all see the Aileen Davidson thing? She's only back for 10 episodes.
I heard she wanted to do more episodes, but they only wanted her back for 10, which is kind of odd.
Well, I think that may change in the future because Josh likes her, really likes her. Mm-hmm.
He wrote a lot for her on Young and the Restless.
So I'm kind of hoping if anybody can redeem that character and make it viable, it's him. How you do that, the hell if I know. But yeah, she's only coming back for like 10 episodes.
I think a good writer can redeem any character. You can redeem just about anybody.
Well, I think too. Yeah, this is such a preposterous story. I've yet to really be excited about this whole thing of, you know, stealing the embryo, and I mean that was the whole thing. That was kind of along the lines of Jennifer's heart surgery at Brisbane, as far as believability. So I guess the big part of her return is just to get the baby there, and then the fallout of the baby being there.
Well, it's a copycat story of Maggie. You know, Maggie had her
Vivian and Kate too.
Yeah, Vivian.
Vivian. Mm-hmm. And Maggie.
Yeah, same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Vivian and Kate, that was great, though. I don't remember who was writing at the time, but when they did that was hysterical. And of course, some of that is probably Louise Terrell, too, because she was so funny and she was so brilliant. But when they did the switch with the little embryo trays or whatever, that was a very funny sequence. It really was. They did a great job with that. I don't know. But yeah. But then they, like I said, well, the whole egg baby thing and the whole creating Maggie as the mother of Daniel and grandmother.
Yeah,
and
that's
Melanie.
Still kind of hard.
That should never have done that.
That was Margar. Yeah. Well, you know, they can
really
change
Suzanne
that.
Suzanne Rogers needs a story. I mean, she doesn't need to have a big story, but she used to be something other than a fishwife to Victor or running around being a talk to, you know, for everybody else, saying, oh, let's
well,
all
she's like, yeah,
Brady's together.
Counselor, Brady's, you know, alcohol counselor. And
yeah, I just...
Melanie's grandma.
The best part of Maggie, when Maggie, and again, I'm old enough to remember when they first premiered Maggie back in 1974.
Too.
I was like,
and
you know, she was such a warm person, and she was, yeah, you really enjoyed getting to know the character, and, you know, and right now, the way they play her, because she's really just not on very much, and I think that's part of the problem. But, you know, I think she still has the most, if there was going to be a Alice-type someone to step
well,
into
that
Alice's
would be her.
Seat, it
yeah.
really would be her. And but
yeah, either her or Julie, because I heard Julie's going to be on more.
Poor Caroline.
I guess Doug and Julie haven't been on for a while.
You know, I would love to see Maggie more in a... I would love to see her, not necessarily her evil side, but more like Victor.
She gets a little downright nasty sometimes, you know, or the bad side can come out.
She was always mean to John. She always said ugly things to John.
Yeah, she wasn't a fan of John. Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. And then she did have, she had an affair with
Neil.
Neil, right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, Neil Curtis, yeah.
Mhm. And Joseph Gallison is still around.
And Liz Chandler, Gloria Loring, she's
mm-hmm.
another one.
Mhm.
Back in the day. And we were just discussing, I don't know if you heard us, we were discussing about that Daytime Royalty, the best and the worst storylines through day's history.
Mm.
And I said a lot of those storylines were like from 80s on, you didn't see too many people mention from the 70s or the 60s, only because probably a lot of them didn't watch back then.
I know.
Like one of the good stories was Maggie and the Red Slippers, right? You know, remember
mm-hmm.
that with Mickey and Maggie? And the whole thing with Addie, Doug, and Julie. That was a big thing, you know.
That was a great story. And
yeah, so and those yeah, were they, all, and the whole Luke and not Luke and Laura. I mean, Bill and you know, Michael finding out that you know he wasn't Mickey's son. And yeah, there's
well,
a lot
read,
of good.
I've read several times too that even Denise Alexander, they're talking to her about coming. And
you know what? She had
season.
An interview in the magazine. They interviewed
Did
her.
She?
Yeah, she had an interview. Yeah, I remember
yeah.
that, the Susan Martin, right? That's who she played.
Yeah, yeah. I can remember. I think my memory goes back to about 73. I think I can remember about
yeah.
that. But
of course, mine goes back to like the late 60s, like some of them.
Well, you know, and remember her, who was it, Peter Brown that played the other chief of staff at the hospital?
Yeah.
He used to be on a lot of different programs, primetime programs, like guest spots. I don't know if he's still acting now or not.
Yeah,
I think
I know who you mean. But yeah, there were some good stories back then, and some I can only remember the good stories from back then. I can't really remember the bad ones. Maybe because there wasn't that many. Like there
weren't
are
that many because Bill Bell.
There
was
wasn't. That's why. See, I'm thinking, where was the bad stories back pre-80s? You know, even the 80s were great. You have to, I mean,
yeah,
you know.
The 80s,
but,
a lot
well,
of the 80s, you know, because Stefano came on the scene, and
right,
I remember,
the Demiris,
I remember that
and
probably
here they
the
are
best
trying to
of all. But.
Get rid of the Demiris, and, you know, they were a big part from the 80s on.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good
mm-hmm.
stories, you know, best villain, and that's probably why. Then you get into the 90s and on up, it's been like, oh.
Well, but the key thing is Bill Bell, and I know Jamie Giddens on Daytime Confidential does this better than anybody, because he can talk about it just off the top of his head. But I also read the book that they wrote, the biography they wrote about Bill Bell. And, you know, he would never have written stories out 6 months in advance because if something wasn't working, it just flat was gone the next day or the next week.
Right. But they didn't pay 5 months.
That's why we don't remember a lot of bad stories because if it was bad, they cut it off and moved them on.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, everything's so different now, the way they do things.
Well, the 6 month thing is ridiculous. I hope that is going to change. I don't know that I doubt it.
Yeah.
But I'm honest to goodness, that is ridiculous. If they're done with the show in 2016, I guess it doesn't really matter. But if they're really trying to see if they can continue to keep it going, then they need to stop the 6 month thing.
Yeah. What did
you
say, Jamie?
About Chloe returning. Did you hear about that too?
Mm-hmm. I kind of figured she would be back.
Yeah. Do you think
will
they're
she be back?
Parker's paternity back to fill up again?
They could. Hey. Look how many they changed.
I just hope it's not the story that Dina gave her at the end. I mean, that was not even a Chloe character. That was awful.
She was going to come back for a few episodes, so.
Oh, yeah.
I think we
Chloe.
Need, like, remember the summer of 2000 and, was it 11? Let's not go there again. I don't want to see Carly and Jennifer fighting over a bar of soap again. And her rummaging through trash cans. I don't want to see, you know, it's ridiculous. Somebody have as educated and talented as Chloe is supposed to be, who has this gift and beautiful voice, who's now having to farm herself out. It was just ridiculous. That was awful.
You know, I would love to see Nancy and Wesley back.
Mm-hmm.
Craig?
I know Patrika Darko wants
the Wesley.
To come back.
Oh, yeah, I like them.
Yeah, they're
they
so
were good.
Funny.
They were
she
fun.
She was very funny. She was really
uh-huh.
funny.
I forgot about
that.
And
that was a fairly, that was a story with Marlena even, because was that when Hattie came? I can't remember. Was that a story? Because didn't Marlena have a radio show and then Dr. Wesley got involved with that because he was head of the hospital and I can't remember. But I mean, there was a Marlena story tied in there somewhere. I know Patrika Darbo has said on, you know, several different occasions and different events and stuff she would like to come back.
There's so many they could bring back, you know, for appearances, even short term or just, mm-hmm. you know.
cameo or something like that.
They just have to be, they have to be thinking seriously, though, about what is most important to actually build a foundation on and what people, you know, really want to see. And, you know, there are lots of folks. I mean, I would love to see Calliope again. But, you know,
oh, yeah.
I don't need Calliope to be a front burner. I would, Calliope and Eugene, I would love to see them come back. I love, you know, that would be so hysterical with Marlena and Jean and, you know, but yeah, that doesn't need to be a main story, but that would be a great return.
Right.
Yeah. I actually got to ask him if he'd be interested in coming back.
You did? What did
he
say?
He said he didn't think he could go home again.
Oh.
Yeah. Are you talking about John DeLancey?
Yeah. I met him at a sci-fi thing.
Oh, very good. You know,
I love
because
him.
He had an interview in the magazine, and that's kind of basically what he said to Soap Opera Digest. Just what he said. You know, like he doesn't think he could go home again. It just wouldn't be the same. It was just
they
so.
They want him back. Is that why?
It was so different then because
they
it was
said
so
he,
loose.
He said he was. He said he was asked back just recent, not too long ago.
Really?
And he turned them down.
Mm-hmm.
They did approach him.
I wish he would. I really
do
wish
he
would
come
back.
Yeah, it was his choice not to come back. That was a good. There's an interview in there with him too. So it's a real good issue. So, but people have a chance to get it. It's a good issue. Lots of Days stuff in there, and there's a Days quiz, 20 questions. You should all ace it. I got them all right. You know, they say it's supposed to be hard. It wasn't hard. Not for me, maybe for some people. What's that?
I'll just Google it if I don't know the answers.
Yeah. No, it was pretty easy. Well, we're getting kind of towards the end here. It's almost 11:30. So anything else? Probably be going here.
This was fun, lady. Thanks for taking the call.
Oh, yes. Thanks. Thanks, everybody.
Yes, thanks.
The elephant's almost
good
gone.
Good discussion.
And 50th is good.
We covered a lot of stuff, so, yeah. So hopefully they'll do it right, like Kenneth said. Come in with a bang, right, Kenneth?
Yes, ma'am. Just some quick humor. If anybody goes to the zoo, stay away from the elephants, okay?
You know, yeah, we'll never look at an elephant the same anymore. Yeah. Okay.
Just walk right on by. Don't even look over there. Don't even look.
All right.
Was fun tonight, you guys. It was fun.
Thanks.
You guys have a great
fun.
Night.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, everyone.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.